Elsewhere, the Secretary General of Lebanon's resistance movement says Hezbollah would stay in Syria for as long as necessary.
Syria, which supported, was a pillar of the resistance, is a pillar of resistance in order to confront all the dangers represented by this international regional takfiri campaign and assault against Syria and against this region. Frankly speaking, as long as the reasons exist, then our presence will remain over there.
Sayed Hassan Nasrallah stressed that the resistance movement will remain to confront enemy threats. Nasrallah added that all Muslims must support Palestinian people. He made the remarks during a speech in Beirut on the occasion of Ashura. Nasrallah praised the high turnout in the ceremony and called for unity among Muslims. Ali Risk, Press TV's correspondent, joins us now via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Ali, please give us your thoughts on Sayed Hassan Nasrallah's speech, about the lessons that he says can be learned from Ashura, and also about his comments on current events in the region, pointing to Syria as a pillar of resistance.
Regarding the lessons which could be learned, I think that this issue was actually delivered, or he focused on this, by his public appearances. But we noticed that yesterday he made a public appearance. Directly today also he came out in public, in person, not behind the screen, 2 days in a row. That in itself, I think, is a lesson, is a way of learning a lesson, showing the lessons which we learned from Karbala. Because over the past 2 years, this year in particular, Lebanon, as you well know, especially Dahiyeh, where this ceremony was taking place in southern Beirut, has been subject to terrorist acts and car bombs. And so the security dangers have actually increased and not decreased. But regardless of this fact, Sayed Hassan is now increasing his own physical turnout and putting his own, you know, security in danger, endangering himself. And I think that is where he tried to show the lesson, comparing this situation to the situation which Imam Hussein faced in Karbala, that, you know, they will not back down even if they face the threat of death. I think a way also to encourage people to turn out and to also risk their own life for the sake of taking such an approach. So regarding the lessons, I think these lessons were embodied by these ongoing or these two-day physical rare appearances. Now, regarding Syria, the importance in the statement about Syria, about it remaining in Syria, lies in the fact that these are the first remarks he made ever since the comments, the latest comments made by the Saudi foreign minister, Saud al-Faisal. If you recall, during a press conference between Faisal and Kerry in Riyadh about 1 or 2 weeks ago, Faisal said, and I quote, "Syria is under occupation and we call on Iran and its ally Hezbollah to withdraw from Syria." Those were the exact words by Saud al-Faisal. The comments made by Sayed Hassan today appeared to me as a response, first and foremost, to Saud al-Faisal and to the Saudis, that, you know, Hezbollah will not be changing its policy, and hence the confrontation appears now to have become wide open between Hezbollah and the Saudis, in particular the Saudi group represented by Saud al-Faisal and Bandar, who are the biggest proponents of intervention or of the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad. There was also a point which was new when he said that all of us, Sunnis, Shia and Christians, must cooperate in order to eliminate or abolish takfiris, or the threat of takfiris, which is also something new, calling on such a cooperation. I think that helps to take away the sectarian color of this conflict and show that really what we have here is a battle against terrorists, terrorists who are opposed to all sides, not a battle between sects or between Sunnis and Shia.
All right, thank you very much. Press TV's Ali Risk joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.